Greetings. Welcome to Elven Pod 8. And I'm sitting in my Elven Starlight Temple here in Avalon, my little room, and there is a great blue sky beyond, out of the window, clouds of dark and pale greys moving across. And it's been such a powerful time, and a time of these contrasts, of old realities falling away and timelines being deleted, collapsing, and the new shimmering through with great creative power, it feels, at this time. So I'd love to support that field of starlight creation, stepping into the creations of your soul and making them real, walking their path. It can bring our greatest fears to do so as we stand at that threshold, but also our deepest peace once we do, the sense of alignment, of standing at the heart of creation. We're restored to that place within when the moment comes that we're really called to make real the dream of the soul, and we do so. So this is the week following Ostara, the equinox ceremony, a very, very powerful time. So I'd love to read this chapter 13 of the Silver Wheel that is the wisdom of the unicorn and this making real of the dream of the soul. It's the final chapter and the 13th glyph. So I'll just share the glyph here, which is this diamond within the circle. So this is the diamond moon, and if you travelled the starlight journey, this is the time when we walk overlit by this diamond flame of the everlasting stars, the 13th glyph and the star dimension of Corona Borealis. So these are the galactic moons of the shining ones, their wisdom. And the unicorn, I'll just share her. She's in the book, so you may have seen the illustration. Here she is. I love this illustration. It captures her completely, her essence. So this unicorn is the guide, overlighting this diamond moon. So settling in, it's quite a long chapter, so yeah, if you settle in and get comfortable, and yeah, I shall read. And you can, if the transmission gets strong, you can stop at any time, you know, and come back to it, or let parts that speak to you, you know, spark up and come into awareness. And if there are parts that then where they don't connect with you, just letting them flow, you know, the codes will always speak, your attention will be caught when it's something that is for you at this time. And having read this many, many times, I still find I come to it as though for the first time, speaking to me in the place where I am. So this is the 13th teaching of the Deerskin book. I am shown the Milky Way, this river of stars is your soul. The new earth is the forgotten love song of this interstellar soul. Let this ceremony drum its way into the wind, and you shall tell me another story. We cannot live the dreams of others. We may want to. We may feel the nuances of their dreams, the beauty of their longings. But in the end, this aspiration is a huge distraction. It brings us pain to control ourselves, to make ourselves what we are not. When we try to follow in the footsteps of another, we block for ourselves the uncharted path of peace. I do not know why we would wish for this, except that we borrow from the blueprint around us, from that which is presented to us by our tribe and our family. From the earliest age, we imbibe and absorb this blueprint, avid to attain its expression, to learn the rules of the world into which we have arrived. This has its usefulness, yet we are not entirely an empty slate to be written upon. We must rather ask, what is it that we bring? What is it that we already know? Our learning needs to be the uncovering of this, the gift, and anything that enhances its full expression. Let us not choose a false self, a house of cards that is so easily blown down and destroyed, that causes us such anxiety to maintain because it is not supported by divine grace. This unsupported endeavour will always fail. It will always fall down upon itself, cave in under the pressure of its own untruth. It requires a mountain of effort and of energy and will to maintain this foundation in existence. We may be applauded by others, but within us is always the unease of knowing its fragility. What is stopping you from living your own true dream? For let me tell you that all the angelic elders and ancient guardians of the universe are longing to see you step forth into the radiance of the golden dawn, bringing the precious codes that only you carry. And so, what makes us hesitate? What covers the echoing voice of our own dream? Are we to believe that there is some conspiracy against our souls? Some vast and implacable force that wishes us to fail? That wishes our true voice to fade and be smothered? This is not the answer. The implacable force is only our own fear, coming close upon us as we touch the threshold of metamorphosis. It is this final threshold of which I speak, and the fear that can arise at this juncture. It becomes most acute in this final moment, and it can seem that having come so far, we are bound to fail at this last hurdle. So vivid is the conflict, so acute the confusion that it can cause. What has shone before us at moments a golden road is now vanished. For we must, at the last, lose our perspective. We cannot maintain this eagle-eyed view over our unfolding if we are to give fully of ourselves. At some moment comes the full immersion into that to which we have committed. At this point there is no turning back. There is no becoming what we were. We shall only ever be able to glimpse this over our shoulder, and all our descriptions of it shall have the quality of a vivid but half-remembered dream. And indeed, we shall never need to fully remember. We are not here to be the treasure house of our past illusions. We do not need to keep the map of the limitations we once placed upon ourselves. We are losing our reference points, There is a moment of disorientation. The world sits silver and quiet, incomprehensible. We are disengaged from all our interpretations. We cannot see the point in any pathway, either forward or backward. Yet, we cannot linger in this place. It is not safe for mortals. The only way is forward, through the mists of the unknown, companionless. How far we have travelled, and to have come to this. We suspect in this moment that all our critics are correct. We discover that their voice of criticism was always our own. It is we who subscribe to the belief in our limitations and our ultimate failure. Here it lies, like a dragon at the gate of transformation, seemingly unappeased by all our clarity, all our remembrance. It looks at us with the cold and calculating eyes of all our own self-doubt, and we do not know how we shall vanquish this final foe. Perhaps we have come too far. Perhaps all the warning signs were correct. All the infinity of our dream fades away, and we are left with this. Still we breathe, still there is the space in which we are held. We wait and we watch. We look the dragon in the eye and ask, "When shall this be over?" The dragon does not answer. She is not interested in such questions. She gives no steerage to the moment. Only sits there implacable, suffocating our senses. It seems the world has faded away altogether behind this veil, this encounter. All our sensitivity has vanished. There is only this dominating presence of our own shadow. She whispers songs of failure and incapacity. We listen and we watch, unable either to deny or affirm her words. We are under the spell of her presence. We cannot move or run away. This is the hour of confirmation. We know we shall not go back the way we have come. It is too late for that now. We have had such glimpses. We have had such glimpses of something else. We cannot abandon ourselves now. And yet we seem to have come to a juncture of impossibility. What to do? We are paralyzed. We are mesmerized. We face all our forgetfulness. It stands like a bulwark in front of us. This is the guardian at the gate of remembrance. She also keeps its secrets. It is she who keeps one realm shuttered from another, who makes the worlds appear separate, who divides us in a dance of opposites. Under her tutelage, we are kept going back and forth between love and fear, between one perspective and another. I ask her, "Who are you?" She answers, "I am your fear of the golden dawn. Your fear of revealing the dreams that dance within your heart. You would rather dwell in the shadows and remain hidden, as you have been for so long. This restraint causes you suffering and confusion, because it is part of your innermost nature to give this gift. It is your nature to share and communicate through the star of your heart. As long as you conceal your heart, you are prevented from expressing your fundamental nature. You are trembling in the shadow cast by your own light. You are trembling with resistance to the golden dawn. Let your heart awaken and illuminate the path for others. You have so much fear of what shall happen if you do this. You fear you will not be understood, that you shall be mocked and dismissed. You think that you have to receive some final affirmation, some reassurance before you share this divine fountain. Yet it pours through you, and you are broken by your own resistance. Allow yourself to be a vessel. Allow yourself to be filled. These are the gold and silvers of the inks of the deerskin book, with its white and burnished cover that has travelled through aeons. It is a silver wheel of lights, a fountain of love. It pours forth from unseen dimensions, giving itself into our hands with unconditional devotion. It holds nothing back. It offers all that it is. It is the golden essence of the heart, and it dances from heart to heart, an illumination. We see the timeless script, and we recognize the glyphs. We remember ourselves. It is an offering of our own evolution and true story upon earth. It is a truth arriving to us on every wind, every breath. It is there if we wish to perceive it. This is the 13th teaching, that when we look up and see the river of stars that is our galaxy, the Milky Way, we are looking up at our own soul. This is the song of the universe that is ours to sing. With every breath, we can surrender to the magnificence of this song. This is, in fact, our sacred function in the world to which we have come. And this shall become ever more apparent to us as we forgive ourselves, as we let our radiance forth. When we join the great flow, then we know the presence of the river of stars within us. We shall let the radiance of worlds pour through us. The veils have had their hour, and it is passing. The world needs those who are willing to reveal themselves. The more of us that stand up, the easier it becomes for others. The supportive field blossoms. We are one another's coordinates. It is revealed through us. It is in the network of relationship that the truth is discovered and maintained. We create the spaces for one another's illumination. This is the unicorn dance of radiance, of freedom. We dance free of any categories or restraints into the arms of light itself, here to be held and guided, here to blossom and give that manual for a sacred creativity, that uncharted gift of the light from one to another. We have the grace and freedom to trust ourselves. We have the grace and the freedom to trust vision and our hearts. We do not need a map to guide us. We do not need terms and conditions to give us permission. This is the secret, that our dance of innocence, of joy, of our dreams fulfilled, brings so much joy to others. It is here that we discover that the liberation of one is the liberation of all. As we dance, others see us as themselves, and they are uplifted as they see their own gift dancing before them. They see the ecstatic shape of their own creative vision coming into focus. This is the dance of our universal innocence, the golden dawn within us. We return always to this white fire of movement that is the beginning, the ecstatic flare of the beginning within us. We come again to our purity, our invulnerability, our immortality. And this is the blueprint of the new earth, dancing upon the background of infinite space. This is the way that she arises. This is the white fire, the purity and softness of the unicorn pacing towards us. She brings us freedom and innocence. The freedom of primordial movement. The advance in a banner of script. The old language spilling out, unselfconscious. We remember the simplicity of the ecstatic and primordial vision of our starlight nature. Let yourself be unbound. Let yourself come into freedom of expression. This is gold dust. This is stardust. This is the alignment of heaven and earth. This is multidimensional wonder. It is so simple, it is so precious. The unicorn paces across the last mile, across the threshold of the golden dawn, carrying us irrevocably beyond the landscapes that we have known. She carries us into the land of dreams that have the power to become reality. This is the world of the powerful dreamer who is aligned to the elemental realms that give her visions and to whom she is the vision arriving. She is dreaming with the earth. She is dreaming with others. She is a universal dreamer who has remembered the song of the stars pouring through her blood. She witnesses joy arising in this moment out of the frost and the mist and the morning light. This is permission. This is irrevocable permission to go forward. The unicorn does not wait to have her innocence proved. She knows herself. She lives in the light of her own purity. This is what we can give above all else. We need to witness the unicorn dance in one another. We know we are ready to give this gift, no matter what comes. Our offering is unconditional. It is simply itself. It is a clear and pure offering, dancing forth from my hands to yours. Is this gift too high, too pure for this world? We have lived in this myth for a long time. We wonder what the relevance of golden love, but its relevance is total. Its timeliness is timeless. We can be our highest, the unicorn of the dawn, pacing forth. This is radiance unbound. This book is called Silver Wheel because it is about the great progressions of stellar time that is the true story of our unfolding. This is where we belong. This is our essential nature. We have, in the last era, conceived of a very restricted image of ourselves and our world, of the earth and the heavens. Ariane Rod's message is one of restoration, of our true context and evolvement. The full silver wheel of the stars through which the progressions of our golden hearts unfold. It is about transformation, because this is the mirror in which we perceive and experience ourselves. This is the restoration of our true spiritual history and context. And through the silver wheel of stars, we reconnect to the golden hearts that lie beyond, to those of our elders and spiritual guides. We receive the wisdom of our teachers. We need not be afraid of the beauty and generosity of this gift. It lies beyond time and space in the infinite cycles of our hearts. Silver Wheel is the presentation of an ancient story and the invocation of our true nature. It is built of starlight, the vast perspective of the Shining Ones. We are asked to remember for ourselves who we are and to surrender the demons of fear and grief that distort the mirror of truth. This is the mirror of the stars, of immortal truth. We are asked to understand the earth as part of this vast dance, to be her dreamers, to dream with her in this hour of transformation. We are asked to be sensitive, to listen and to breathe. The earth has understood us also, and she cherishes our intention. She cherishes those who have travelled with her, loyal down the aeons. She cherishes those who have devoted themselves to this aspect of universal evolution. There is little we are asked to do that is not wholly natural to us. We come to trust in our own naturalness, our own desire and joy, Our sounding is never so far off as we believe, even through the veil of signs. The universe will always bring us the next portal of manifestation, of metamorphosis, for which we are prepared. There is perfection in this. This does not mean that the guardian fears of our hearts won't rage at us, or that divine grace won't dazzle us and leave us breathless. These are the great powers of the universe, of which we are a part. We can be prepared to feel to the depths and core of our being with extraordinary intensity. This is awakening. This is illumination. We have to finish the work we have begun. We are impelled to play our part, to dance the immortal dance. We are directed and guided by unseen forces, currents as powerful as any known physical force. We feel their pressure upon us. We know in which direction we are asked to travel. This sensitivity is growing more and more acute. It comes to the forefront, preceding the thinking process. You are accessing the perceptual current of reality with your conscious mind. You see your decisions woven out of starlight and ancient sunlight, arriving to you on the currents of this moment. In speaking of this to one another, an elusive language is born that transcends old paradigms, acting as a vehicle for transpersonal experience. Lines of prejudice and ideology are shattered. At this level of communication, we are freed from any cages, conditions or limits we have woven around our identity. There shall be those amongst us who do not appear to go forward at all. We cannot judge by our own starlight rhythms the appropriate unfolding of another. We do not understand the full constellation of their karmic conditions, but we can trust that there is inner necessity, innocence, and perfection to all. It is long since the stars heard from so many of us as are now awakening, long since they expected our contribution. There are vast ramifications to our awakening. How the smallest part we play extends so vastly outward from ourselves. The cedars are the mighty guardians of the silver wheel. They truly have borne witness to the records of Earth's past. They accord with galactic consciousness of the Milky Way and all the nuances of wisdom that her star worlds hold. We are purified and raised to higher consciousness by the cedar. Breathe in the aroma, the incense of its star codes, its subtle messages. Breathe in the delicate and beautiful frequencies, the soft azure mist of its soul light. Feel yourself purify and brighten. Their stems of ancient stardust, their messages filtering through. There is resonance, loveliness, dispersal, Why, finally, do we come to this? Because the final step is the purity of our courage. The immense girth of their softly grooved trunks ascends all around you. You are in one of the ancient cedar forests of Earth, in the mountains. Sunlight is streaming through, misty and azure. Why, ancient ones, have you chosen the cedar forest? This story ends in the cedar forest. Breathe in the ancient fragrance of its immortal purity. Here, star souls come and go, passing in and out of incarnation. Here, the great ones hold the rituals that connect to the subtle and wise voice of the Galactic Council. The whispering of a faraway intelligence that lights up the forest with a radiant peacefulness. Always these messages are filtering through. Always you are receiving these messages of your interstellar soul. Learn to pick up the diamond messages. Learn to pass them on to others. These feathered leaves are ready to spill the infinity presence of our wisdom to us at any moment. The fragranced serenity, the deep peace and protection, the sheltered depths of the cedar forest. The mosses cling to the mighty trunks, draped from their grooves, ingrown gowns that are soft and brilliant. Lichen hangs in beards from the lower branches. You walk through the temple spaces. Branches sweep downward. Azure, the light floats through like a mist. Ancient, sacrosanct, deep purity. Your presence is awakening the ancient, dormant codes, the sighs of dreamers that sleep within the trees. Crystalline codes of diamond brilliance are passing through you. The ancient ones are awakening. The cedars are firing up once more with their ancient brilliance. They are once more becoming repositories of the galactic code. Their sapphire auras are building. The broken shield is being repaired. All the broken prayers, the eras of neglect. How we have abandoned the mosaic of interdimensional loveliness and its exquisite weavings. How we have torn wide open the subtle veils of the forest that cared for us all. How the forest aura must be restored so that planet Earth can hold us in a remembrance of who we truly are. In some places, the elemental fabric of Earth is so broken that it is hard for it to clearly receive the galactic codes of the Golden Dawn. How can this be repaired? Through love. Through the creative immortal gestures of love that come to us in sudden inspiration. We are repairing our beautiful, elemental earth. There is activation of the true, infinite, creative power of the golden dawn. Thus, the diamond radiance is pouring forth into the old golden realms of your heart, into the earth, where much quiet beauty has hidden, awaiting this moment. It is both so awesome and so simple, so extraordinary and so natural. It is the reclamation of our natural inheritance, not the assumption of new and supernatural powers. There is familiarity, recall. We feel that we are echoes, as though this is mapped in the etheric, and we follow rather than lead the trail. This has been the path of the deer, through the forest, throughout the aeons. These are the lost teachings of the Deerskin Book, charting the uncharted trail of light within each of us. It is written in a language that shall shift to the touch of the one who reads. May it be the gift of the divine to yourself, showing you what only you know. I stand in a forest of cedars on the flanks of the mountainside. There are narrow rivulets of streams threading the forest floor, indentations carved into the bare earth amongst the fallen cedar boughs. I pass amongst the mighty trees, wearing the sapphire robe of earth's seer, dwarfed. I am following an elusive figure. There are flashes of an unearthly white between the trees, vanishing between the moss-clad trunks. I can feel a deepening magic about the presence. Some deep purity that draws me ever onward. I see the swishing of a tail, and imprinted on the soft silt of the stream bed, a hoof print. There is a whinny and a snort of breath in the mountain air. I am summoned onward. There is the thud fall of hooves on the muffled ground of the forest. A longing like sorrow and joy, all at once, burns in my heart. It is a call from another world. It has come before, this call, and almost seems to summon me from this world, as though I might step out of this life altogether. It glows with a diamond intensity and feels like a returning home and a leaving behind of all this that I have taken up, this long effort to write. And then, beyond the next cedar tree, its massive trunk and grooved branches, stands the unicorn. A cascade of forelock falls down her face, almost veiling her dark eyes. It is heart stopping to come into her presence. I feel from her a purity that is ancient, immortal, wise. I am overcome by an intense and overwhelming sense of trust. I feel my whole spirit surrender to her wisdom. Why are you here? I ask. I come to bring you a message. I want you to share this book with the world. It is time. It is time to remember that you were born to make the transmissions of the Deerskin Book. This is your innocence and your simplicity. You are gifted with the journey of discovering a unique dream of a unique heart. It is in the depths of this heart that you shall find your way home. Honor the dreams that the starlight weaves within you. Never disdain their path. And one day I shall carry you beyond forever into the great journey of the stars. She begins to pace backward and vanishes into the viridian depth of the forest, leaving the atmosphere of her enchantment in her wake. The words, "One day I shall carry you beyond forever," reverberate intensely in my heart. I feel such profound longing to follow her. Part of my soul feels so very old. I know that this is my greatest challenge, not to succumb to the part of me that is tired with her long earth travels, with the lifetimes that have led to this moment. I sink down to my knees on the forest floor, my head bowed under the giant cedars. To have the courage to share, finally, the ancient dream. To shake loose the veils of silence and confusion. It takes courage and a wild innocence to say these things, to speak of a dawn of love. I notice that where the unicorn was standing, there is an indigo mist in the air between the cedar trees. It does not diminish with the unicorn's departure, but rather becomes more distinct. I go to it and reach my hand through it. My hand vanishes. I draw it back for a moment and then step bodily through. I pass through the indigo mist, out of the cedar forest. I am standing surrounded by a grove of white trees, topped with a canopy of carnelian leaves, a floor of deep emerald moss beneath. At the foot of each white-stemmed tree is an amethyst crystal, and in each of the crystals, one of the 13 glyphs flashes. This is the temple of Ari An Rod. Here it grows upon earth once more. Behind me, beyond the trees, nothing can be seen but portals of indigo space, and the cedar beyond has vanished. This precious intergalactic floating cosmic elven temple can arrive anywhere at any time and be in multiple locations and dimensions at once. It is a floating cosmic temple, and it arrives with us in any moment. It has a special relationship with the Earth. It is witness and custodian to her dream, to her ancient past and her future. The carnelian leaves hang in a canopy over the grove. Elliptical and brilliant, they hang in clouds, like a fire of sunrise gracing the white stems of the trees. It is a kind of tree seen nowhere else on Earth. This grove was born in another galaxy, brought with its amethyst crystals as a gift to Earth. Between the trees stretch far distances of interstellar space. All 13 symbols glimmer and shift in the amethyst crystals. One is never quite sure of their position. They seem to move around the circle. Standing within the temple of Ari An Rod, I learn of the future that the Earth has chosen, of that which she takes forward. Everything else is fading away, an old sunset vision with all its loveliness and pain. Within this temple, I learn that we are the angelic elders of the golden dawn. No matter our appearance, we are announcing ourselves. We are defined not by dazzling spiritual powers, nor by comprehensive knowledge, nor by age or gender, but by the visions we carry in our hearts and the degree to which we are crafting these visions in this very moment. This is the path of the Elder Heart. Have you surrendered to your ancient innocence, to the living breath of your sensitivity and perception? Trust no other account. Make this your measure of truth. Do you hear the whisperings of the dawn arising? Some do not believe in this. They only believe in an ending, a fading away. You can choose to become aware of the infinite power of love, working through its great eternities. I learn of a galactic belonging. Earth is an intergalactic fragment, the original inspiration of many worlds, many dimensions. She has a vast crown, tier upon tier, silver wheel upon silver wheel. Her affinities are endless. I stand at the center of the grove of Ari An Rod. All 13 symbols flash and move around me in their amethyst crystals. These are the encodings of the time travellers, a nomadic script. They glow an intense silver, seemingly carved within the amethysts. As I stand at the centre, a figure steps through the indigo portal between the white trees. She comes towards me in her gown of softly flowing silvers. There is a silver crown at her brow, and her eyes are flashing sapphire, slanted in her silvery pale skin. I am Ari-Anne Rod. I am the guardian of this grove. I travel between dimensions, enabling the survival of these precious codes of wisdom. They can never belong entirely to one world or another. They enable the star portals that you see to open up. The amethysts and the trees are gateposts of an interdimensional portal. Many shall come and go through these. They shall discover a fluidity between realms that enables the peoples of Earth to enter into an expanded perspective of wisdom, opening their hearts to further spheres of beauty and truth, dissolving the hard shell of materialism that has bound their spirits and separated their dreams from their reality. The peoples of Earth need to let go of the Earth that they have known. The grove of Ari-Anne Rod is a temple between all worlds where this surrender can be made. The weight of the past must be released. The collective past that burdens Earth's dreamers with forgetfulness. The nostalgia and the fear of change, of transformation, must be shed. At this point in the spiral of teachings, we step into the unknown. We cease trying to preserve what has been. We take our trust to a deeper level than this. We surrender the idea that we know what is best for our beloved world and let her make her own metamorphosis. At the level of spirit, this surrender is essential. Otherwise, it is not a true listening to which we have given ourselves. We allow for the metamorphosis, for the arrival of the new earth. When you step forth from the grove, you shall see the vision of the new earth. When you step through the indigo portal, you shall step onto the ground of the new earth and see her all around you. It is time to give yourself this gift of vision. It is time for you to shrug off your uncertainty about what is possible. I step past the star goddess in her softly flowing silver robes. I step between the white trees with their overarching carnelian leaves through the indigo portal. I am absorbed into the indigo sphere of formless multidimensional energies. Then I am stepping forth from the indigo clouds that shred away like scarves from around me. I stand on the side of a mountain, overlooking a wide landscape. I see small groups of elders working with the people, tall shining forms helping them to build dwellings in small gatherings. There are great auric fields emerging into the skies, the earth's atmospheres rebuilding themselves as spiritual fields of light. They billow up in diffuse rainbows of pale tones around the groups of people and shining ones. I see beautiful round dwellings with conical roofs being built. I see the realm as resplendent emerald, restored to its ancient brilliance. The spirits of the plants returning to this world. I see incoming souls arriving with great consciousness, maintaining a conscious link with their own angelic natures. I see the wreckage from the last age being salvaged, incorporated into the buildings of the present. I see the animals stalking the forest, restored to conscious mandalic communion with the human beings. I see the bears standing watch over the growing communities from the mountain forests. I see the lakes and the rivers filled with shimmering water spirits, chanting the fish back to their original homes. I see Earth becoming a planet dedicated to higher consciousness, and the great weight and cloud of all those who could not see the light being washed away. Great blessings of compassion flow outwards to all these beings who chose not to reach out to the reality of the greater light. They shall once again become the ground of another world, even as the autumn leaf fall becomes the ground of the forest. Thus is all held within the mighty arms of the universe. But it is Earth's time to shine once more, to become a beacon, a pearl in the universe. And so, according to the wild miracle of the divine order, it comes to pass. As I stand on the mountainside, I see the trail of moonstones leading me on. There are eagles spiraling above me in a blue sky. They are shedding their golden feathers into the mountains. This is an ending, an offering to the winds. I have traveled so far, and still the feathers of vision fall around me, until I realize that it is my own feathers going to the wind. I shall not hold on to all of this for very much longer. I have fulfilled my vow to write this story down. The words become an overshadowing canopy, woven by a thousand hands. It is an incense of eagle's breath. It is a prayer beyond love. It is heartfelt. There is still so much to be discovered. I see the lavender of a thousand unwritten leaves. And when you read my words, I don't want you to be limited to the confines of my heart, to be bound by my vague and intricate dance, but to soar. Let this page be your wing, taking to skies and remembering freedom. What are we to one another but each other's wing and dissolution, the unloosening of every ancient binding that has held us down. How indivisible we are as we come to this, the fine brush and whisper of antennae, the silk and breath of flight, the gentle search, feeling where the ground might disperse to its own endlessness. And so ends the Deerskin book. That is the final chapter, and I still remember writing those words and the tears that fell as I wrote them and knowing that it was done. So may these words, may they be with you in all the ways that most serve your remembrance and arrival as all that you are at this time, the continuing crystallization of the dreaming that you hold, the reality that you are becoming ever more real. We are downloading into presence. The veils are dissolving very, very rapidly now. So a very, very special time, and one of great intensity also, as we face these thresholds, as we make these choices, as we face our own deepest fears, those moments when there is nothing else and there's no further reassurance. There is only the choice to step forward, to become, to allow the dream to become real. And none can decide but you. It is yours alone to make this gesture. So all my love and support for those moments of that realization. And I shall share soon another Elven Pod and see you there. Okay, very much love. And and the Elven Starlight Journey also is now open. And if you enter at this point, you come in at the beginning with the first glyph and the sapphire flame of the everlasting stars, the donning of your swan feather cloak as a shining one, coming into presence as a sacred dimension of the new earth. It's the vow of our metamorphosis, of our transition into fifth dimensional and beyond presence for the dawn, for the earth, for ascension. So you are very welcome to join, so very welcome. If you feel this call in your heart, it's a magical community, a global community, but we are in presence together, even when we don't journey in this way. But do know that you are deeply welcome if you feel called. So very much love, and I shall see you soon. Tere tian, oya tere tian.